The option.
Thank you, recording. Great job.
Ron, fun fact about Chicago. You know why it's so clean there? Which New York City has like piles of garbage in most cities.
Alleyways.
Yeah, you know. Okay, cool. Okay.
I thought it was going to be Union and Bay.
I learned that and I was like, Chicago has the most alleyways of any major city in the world.
Yeah. So is
Oh,
that
okay.
garbage? Yeah.
So the garbage is in the alleys? Is that the. Yeah. Okay.
I
Trash
mean,
cans upstairs, so maintain.
really well. I was like, why is it so clean? And the waiter was like, oh, you didn't know? And he told me, and I was like, this is amazing.
So every time we go to New York City, it's like it's fun, and then you get to see all the trash. It's like,
There's like piles and rats, and I mean, I'm sure there's rats in Chicago too,
yeah, oh yeah, oh
but they're in
yeah.
the alleys. No, I'm
No,
kidding.
I've actually never seen a rat in the city.
Really?
Thanks. I've been three times now,
Okay. Good
for
for
at least like
you.
4 days at a time. No, I haven't seen no
That's
rats.
in the good parts.
I've actually been looking. I'm like,
No,
where
they're
are
all
they?
over. They're all over.
I've seen
Yeah.
them, but I usually
Go to
see
like
them
a
in the
dumpster
spring.
at midnight. You'll see
There you
two.
go.
I'm just
Are you
kidding.
speaking from experience?
Yes.
No, I saw one in Thailand that I thought was a dog, and the thing was like this, and I was like, oh, it's a rat.
I saw one in Chicago that I thought was a cat that jumped into a storm.
Yeah, those are
Dude,
big.
this was like 25 pounds. I'm like, that's the biggest rat I've ever
Take the
seen.
thing home.
No.
Investigate it.
No, it was already, it was just walking across the sidewalk like it was nothing.
Put it
Yeah.
on a leash.
Never seen something that crazy. And I saw a wall of cockroaches. That was kind of insane. Like big
That's
cockroaches.
disgusting. For those of you online, we're going to start in 1 minute.
Breathing.
If you're an EA voting member, please put EA before your name so that we know who you are. Yep. Okay, on. Soon. Wow, I'll ask me.
Also learned that they switched the river direction of the river down
Well,
there
I know, but
there.
actually, did I know
for
that?
trade. They did
You
something
do have corn on
that
mine.
generated go the other way.
Just, I didn't know that. I know
Yeah.
they color it for their different celebrations and whatnot. Yeah.
St.
Yeah.
Patrick.
No, they reversed the flow back. I don't know when that was.
Interesting.
I think it was for trade, so it must have been a while ago. I like that downtown, like alongside the river. It's super nice. I went to Al Capone's old speakeasy.
Okay. I am going to go ahead and call to order this meeting of the Employee Assembly on Wednesday, December 17th at 12:05 p.m. If we could please have roll call, Yvonne.
Got it. If you hear your name, if you can just acknowledge that you're here, I would really appreciate it. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Mel Banta.
Here.
Victoria Bell.
Here.
Marcy Benda.
Here.
Adam Blakesley.
Here.
Michael Boggs. Gladys Brangman. Sean Chang.
Present.
Carl Cornell.
On vacation.
Erica Crawley. Bethany Dixon.
Present.
Jamie Doss.
Present.
Alicia Erickson.
Present.
Kevin Fitch. Rose Howard.
Here.
Kyle Carnuda. Jeremy Kruser.
Oh, he emailed he was going to be out.
Sophie Lanches.
Can I try to do in person
There.
their thing? I wonder if there's connection issues.
Maybe.
David McDermott.
Here.
Yeah, Mingers. And Morse.
Present.
Matthew Schneider.
Present.
Michelle Stefaniscu, say more.
Michelle's here. Her audio doesn't work.
Paige Supron.
I'm here on Zoom.
Deb Serene.
Here.
Wendy Treat.
Present.
Danielle Weirson.
Present.
And Nikki Williams.
Present.
Thank you. That is all.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm here.
Oh, thanks, Pia. Thank you. Before we do the landing announcement, just for those of us in the room, these microphones I'm noticing are very sensitive, so they're picking up all conversations. So just be mindful of that. So land acknowledgement, Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaokono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaokono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaokono disposition and honor the ongoing connection of Gaokono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Our next item on the agenda is the approval of the December 3rd, 2025 meeting minutes. For those of you online, there's a link in the agenda. They're in the box folder. For those of you here, we have final meeting packets. You can look at them and review them really quick. I open the floor to any amendments, or if need be, I'm looking to approve by unanimous consent.
Yes, Victoria.
I motion to approve by unanimous consent.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have any dissent? Seeing no dissent, our minutes from the December 3rd meeting are approved by unanimous consent. Next, call for late additions to the agenda. I actually have one. I was contacted by Taylor Burag, who is in the Cornell Health, the Sporting Center. They have the health promoting campus community of practice. They have a committee that they would actually like someone from the Employee Assembly to serve on their policy and practices committee. So I would like to add this item to business of the day. Yes. We have is seconded by unanimous consent or given by unanimous consent. Any dissent? All right, seeing none, do we have any other call, any late additions to the agenda? All right, we'll close that now for business of the day. I'm actually going to forward to all of the EA members the email from Taylor. This is regarding, again, participation on the policies and procedures committee of the health benefits promoting committee. If you could just review it, we don't need to actually nominate and have someone on it right now. I know this is kind of last minute, that sort of thing. So please review it. Let me know, or let an executive committee member know if you're interested in serving on this committee, and then we'll get in touch with Taylor from Sport and Health to have some employee assembly representation on this. But for those on Zoom, I'm sending this right now, and I'm sending it to all EA members.
Thank you.
All right, on to our next
Agenda item that, since that was our only business of the day, we're going to move to committee reports. So, Yvonne.
Thank you. Second here. Yes, so we had our meeting with VP CHRO Christine Lovely last December 10th, and we connected with her about our quarterly meetings with President Kotlikoff. So we're going to be following up with that as well, making sure that we are able to connect with President Kotlikoff. We asked a few questions about a potential SIP for the upcoming year as well. And it's a little bit too early to tell, but that's something that we're definitely inquiring about. We received a response to our Employee Assembly Resolution Number 2. I don't think everyone gets the response right, but it's made public. So we can definitely share a link to you all so that you can see the response. And we also had the opportunity to meet and connect with Sean Mueller, who's the interim VP CHRO now, and we're looking forward to meeting with him in January at some point.
And that's it.
That is all that I have for now. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Yvonne. Communication, outreach, and recognition. Victoria.
We held our lovely George Peter Award ceremony last Friday. It was amazing. She did a great job. Michelle had a great time. She will also be speaking in the new year to the Employee Assembly, so we'll be seeing a lot more of her, which is fantastic. We also had our meeting last one of the month later in the afternoon, and we also had a coffee planning meeting. So we're moving forward with the EA Voice and a January coffee hour. The date is tentatively scheduled for January 12th. It is a Monday, the Monday following the president's address to staff, so that we have some time to discuss it casually. And it will probably be sometime between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in Central Campus with hybrid modality for our Zoom people. And the EA Voice goal is to be sent out by this Friday. So working on that as we speak, and you should be seeing it sometime between Friday and Monday before the holidays.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. Employee Education and Development Committee, Deb.
This way, you can see me a little bit. So in lieu of a meeting for this month, we're pushing it. We have some scheduling difficulty, so we're going to push it to January. I put in the Teams channel for EA members yesterday, some information. I had a call with Linda Howell of Employee Experience, and she was on our last EA meeting and heard me talking about resources for remote employees. Specifically, we're looking at how to lead as a remote manager, and she gave some great resources that exist. There was a panel done sometime during our COVID-19 period, but it's got some really great tips for if you are in remote leadership role, those resources that are out there on our Teams channel. And we look forward to meeting again in January, and we'll kind of pick back up on our goals then.
Awesome. Thank you, Deb. Employee Welfare Committee, Marcy.
Hi, yes. We met last Monday. We discussed AI, ethics and considerations, discussed having someone come to our future meeting, either our meeting or the larger EA meeting. Also discussed dependent and family care discussion. We discussed that thinking about having Kim Babuka come as well. We had a pretty lengthy discussion about living wages and how we're all doing. Also childcare issues. Might want to have Linda come to a future meeting to even discuss that, maybe in the larger meeting if she does come. And that's about it. I think we next meet after the break.
Great. Thanks, Marcy. Benefits and Policy Committee. Ellie's,
she's
off. We have anything from anyone from Benefits and Policy that can provide a quick update?
Okay, we'll leave it as an update. Stephanie is not with us today either, so she indicated that she doesn't have any updates. So we'll move on to the liaison reports.
Campus Codes Committee, Ricky's not here, so there's no update from there. Again, Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and Environment is Ellie. The Welfare Committee is Danielle Hill. She's not here in Indiana, so there's no update. Just the Campus Planning Committee, Mel or Kate.
No updates.
No updates there. Transportation Hearing Appeals Board, Yvonne, anything?
No updates.
Campus or committee for campus constituency elected trustees, that's Jeremy, and there's no elections going on, so I don't believe there's anything there. So that leaves Danielle with Faculty Senate.
I don't have my notes. What I'm remembering is highlights. There was a presentation about equity between secondary investigators on research and primary in terms of tenure consideration. And then the other big one was Bowers has been using a pilot of like an academic integrity sort of warning redirection program instead of an automatic strike. And apparently that's something that KB is very in support of expanding university wide. So that would be a big change. That's it.
Oh. That's it.
Sorry we're late. There was some Wi-Fi issues on campus today.
All right. Thanks. Lucky, appreciate it. So, Deputy Marcy, both of you indicated that you spoke with Linda's role, Howell, and childcare, that kind of stuff. Michelle Arteby, who actually did also just receive the George Peter Award for Dedicated Service, is going to be our speaker on January 21st. And so she will talk about the work-life balancing. So she may address some of the things, the issues with childcare or even the remote issues, but we can explore that even further, those sort of things. I just wanted to give both of you that heads up that we do have someone coming from that team to give our presentation on January 21st. That said, we're done with liaison reports, so I'm going to open this up to open discussion. If anyone has anything they would like to bring up, talk about, I see in chat really quick, Aaron Sumber Chase did a bit from inclusion. Aaron, what's your office, the full title of your office?
Hi, everybody. It's Department of Inclusion and Belonging.
Thank you. Appreciate that. In the chat, she did say that they did a break and learn on inclusion of remote employees last spring. There's a recording that she included in the chat. And then also Michelle, who is one of our retiree representatives, indicated in chat that their health insurance went up about $75. So we have had that discussion about health insurance increases. I was actually approached, and I think others may have been approached by someone from the Daily Sun for our thoughts and comments and input on health insurance. I did do an interview. I haven't seen or heard of any article yet. But yeah, was anyone, Rose?
I don't think I heard it in your report, Yvonne. I know we haven't finished vetting with HR, but do we want to mention the Employee Appreciation Award at all? Or
we can.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, everyone, for the nomination submitted for the EA Employee Appreciation Award. We have selected, we have voted as an executive board, and we have submitted the names to HR to be vetted. So we're just waiting for them. Hopefully they are able to return that information to us by the end of the week or early next week. And it should be ready for it to be announced at the president's address to staff on January 8th in G10 Biotechnology Building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just also on the agenda under the events and reminders. So yes, the president's address to staff will be coming up in January. Our first meeting of 2026 will be on the 21st. And again, Michelle Arteby will be joining us. And then also on Monday, January 26th, we're doing a special meeting. It's just a listening session with Dean Love regarding the student code of conduct and procedures. I don't have anything else for open discussion. We, like I said, we have a very light agenda, and this is really more of come and join and all that kind of thing. Anyone else have anything? Anyone online have anything they want to say for open discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Motion to adjourn by unanimous consent.
Do I have a second?
Sure.
Do we still have items that in terms of the
contact about participating for employees on labor, was that addressed with sending it out?
That was addressed with sending out.
I didn't know if that was like a follow up.
Okay, so we had a motion to adjourn by unanimous consent. Do we have a second? Do we have any dissent? Seeing no dissent, thank you everyone for joining us for 15 minutes. I apologize, it's a very short meeting. I wish you all a very restful and relaxing winter break, and we will see you all next year. Thanks, everyone.